War film. They'll make a film about all of this someday. Someone's probably writing it already, spitballing. Can we get DeVito to play Trump? Let's call it satire. Have you seen Jojo Rabbit? Throw down enough money, we can make it critically acclaimed, baby. Can we get more corpses on the wide shot? Them? Us? It doesn't matter. Can we get Adam Driver to play Bobby from Idaho, Indiana? Somewhere rust belt. Can we frame his hands here? How they move and twist and turn. Watch him shake out the war. Tug it into those big hands of his. Pan outside to the dead. The weight of the slain. The good guys. Bad guys. Feel the mechanisms of war already beginning and forget that it is not yet unstoppable. Not yet written into history. The people who might die are still, today, living, tearing bread, feeling the closeness of water in the air, making space for love, wherever they might be, whatever they believe in, before they feel that inevitable movement of parts, the slow groaning of loss before the military steamrolls through, leaving in its wake nothing of value. A spare can of Coca-Cola. A superfluous leg. The US flag and all of that rubble. Which is to say, war never ends. Not completely. The rip of earth cannot stitch itself together without leaving a gap. Something holy that aches to be watered. Even as it is left. Forgotten. Tonight, somewhere, there is a man waiting in line at the border. His papers are in order, despite all that he has left behind him, despite all he could not carry with him, and all that he carries with him that he wishes he could leave behind. He keeps crossing and uncrossing his legs. He is waiting to be seen. He feels his daughter behind him, drowsy-eyed, half swaying as the wind moves her hair, while her father crosses and uncrosses his legs, and the night sky turns gradient red. But no one wants to watch a film about that.